From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is Sunday. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Anna Mateo. In the second half of today's show, we will hear how chimpanzees can experience similar emotional conditions to humans, even one called the midlife crisis.
But first, we hear how a deadly disease is killing not only humans in West Africa, but also gorillas. The Ebola virus has killed more than 1,000 people in West Africa, but it also threatens wildlife, like the severely endangered western lowland gorilla. VOA's Steve Barragona reports that the spread of Ebola has affected humans and animals. Anna Mateo tells us more.
One day in 1996, boys from a village in northern Gabon found a dead chimpanzee in the forest. They took it home, and the villagers prepared the animal for food. The World Health Organization says this started an Ebola outbreak that killed 21 people. Years later, writer David Quammen made a reporting trip to Gabon. He met two men from that village who were there during the Ebola outbreak. They said their families were not the only ones affected.
At the time Ebola was hitting their village, they saw something strange. Nearby in the forest, they saw a pile of 13 dead gorillas.
The killer? Ebola. Mr. Quammen says for the western lowland gorilla, Ebola has been devastating, extremely destructive. He spoke to VOA on Skype.
There has been an epidemic wave of death passing through gorilla populations across Central Africa, a wave of Ebola that has been killing them as well as occasionally killing humans.
Peter Walsh of the University of Cambridge in England studied gorillas in a Congolese wildlife protection area in the early 2000s. At that time, two Ebola outbreaks struck. 90 to 95% of the gorillas simply disappeared. Mr. Walsh says he and his team estimated that Ebola would destroy 45% of the population in just one generation. Mr. Walsh participated in writing a study of the situation of the western lowland gorilla. The study resulted in placement of the animal on the critically endangered list. For David Quammen, the story of the 13 dead gorillas outside the Gabon village shows how new infectious diseases are connecting humans and animals. Mr. Quammen wrote a book called Spillover, Animal Infections and the Next Human Pandemic. This book describes how these diseases jump or move from animals to people at an increasing rate. This is not new, but David Quammen says many new diseases, especially viruses, seem to be developing.
Something seems to be different because we've seen a lot of these new diseases, especially viral diseases, emerging over the last 5 or 6 decades. And that, of course, raises the question of why? What's different now?
Mr. Quammen says one reason is that the human population is going deeper and deeper into habitats or living areas where humans are finding new creatures. In the world of diseases, contamination, spreading of germs, goes two ways. Peter Walsh says ecotourism has helped protect the living areas of apes. But he says people taking those environmental trips are killing the apes they come to see. He says this happens because people bring their viruses with them. I'm Anna Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. You are listening to As It Is Sunday.
Next, we hear about something else humans may share with primates, something known as a midlife crisis.
People in their 40s or 50s can experience a period in which they show unhappiness as they experience the effects of increasing age.
It seems primates may go through the same thing. Christopher Cruz and Kelly Jean Kelly bring us that story.
Research shows chimpanzees and orangutans may also be unhappy in the middle of their lives. The lead researchers are primate experts at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. The research team questioned caretakers of more than 500 chimpanzees and orangutans at zoos in five countries, including the United States. The caretakers were asked if their apes enjoyed being with other apes and humans, how successful they were at reaching goals, and the emotional state of each ape. The animals were split into three groups: two groups of chimps in zoos, research centers, and a wildlife sanctuary, and a group of 172 orangutans in 39 zoos.
The study found the apes' level of happiness falls when they are about halfway through their lives, but it increases as they near old age. The researchers say there have been many reports over the years about humans becoming less happy as they reach middle age. They wanted to know if that was true only in humans because of culture or social conditions, or if it was biological and happened to other primates. In captivity, great apes can live to be 50 years old. The study found chimpanzees are least happy at about 27 years old, and orangutans at around 35. Researchers say the findings could help caretakers improve the quality of life for middle-aged apes by giving them extra attention or more activities.
The researchers say the temporary drop in happiness may be a result of changes in the brain. They suspect those changes are happening in both apes and humans. Lead researcher Alexander Weiss says knowing that both apes and humans become unhappy in midlife increases the number of possible explanations of the cause. He says knowing that a decrease in happiness is a natural and temporary part of life could make it easier for humans to deal with it.
And that is As It Is Sunday.
If you would like to share your thoughts with us about anything you heard today, please go to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com.
And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is.